30 years after Tiananmen massacre, human rights in China worse than ever. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 4, 2019. 30 years after the Chinese Communist Party massacred innocent students protesting in Tiananmen Square, human rights abuses in the country are worse than ever, according to a leading advocate. Reggie Littlejohn, a China expert and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, told Breitbart News Tuesday that the Tiananmen Square student massacre could never even happen today because China has eliminated freedom of assembly. If just two people were to gather on the square and hold up a sign, they would be detained immediately, she said. China has become a surveillance state, Ms. Littlejohn said. They use technology as a tool of repression, with millions of surveillance cameras for facial recognition and millions more for internet thought police to spy on their citizens. They issue social credit scores, and if your score is low enough, you cannot travel, she said. They force people to study Xi Jinping thought, and this indoctrination permeates schools, billboards, and smartphones. Many in the West are ignorant of how bad life is in China, Littlejohn insisted, often because of the complicity of governments that refuse to shine a light on rampant human rights violations in the country. In 1994, President Clinton uncoupled most favored nation status from the issue of human rights in the hope that with increased trade, China would naturally embrace our values and improve on human rights. That policy has proven to be an epic fail, Littlejohn said. In point of fact, as China's economy has grown, so has its disregard of human rights, she added. China's coercive family planning policy allows married couples to have two children, but it is still illegal for single women to have babies in China, and third children are still illegal. China is waging a true war against women, Littlejohn said, and its womb police has authority to declare the life or death of every pregnancy in the land. Girls are still selectively aborted, Littlejohn said. And senior suicide has skyrocketed 500% in the past 20 years, because the one-child policy has destroyed the family structure in China. China's infamous gender imbalance is driving human trafficking and sexual slavery, and it is probable that China's refusal to crack down on the trafficking of women is based at least in part on fear that doing so could cause a rebellion among the 37 million men who will never find wives, she suggested. This is the grim reality of China today, 30 years later. Follow at Williams Rome.